views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. But, folks, today we have no Artie. Artie is on another engagement, so it's going to be me today. But we have a very, very special guest, and his name is Guy Lazarus, and he is an amazing healer, guys. So this is a very special show. You're going to have an amazing, amazing 2 hours. Guy, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm very good. It's great to be back in studio. Hello, everybody.
He is a wonderful healer, guys. This is your chance to talk to somebody who really gets behind the scenes and gets uptight and really uptight and close with spirit in order for him to gain the ability to send healing.
Just a little uptight.
Uptight and close, baby.
It's all about love. It's all about love.
See, and I believe that's so true. He's an amazing healer. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me. I wasn't feeling so great emotionally, physically. I was feeling really crappy. And I just had, before I went to bed, I spoke to Artie. And he said, oh, you'll feel okay. Everything's going to be fine. I said, I went to bed. I was restless. I didn't feel so great. All of a sudden, about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, I'm starting to feel like, wow, I feel like I could clean the house. I feel really good. What's going on? All the problems I was thinking about just disappeared. I felt so energetic, so good. So I didn't know what the heck was happening to me. The next day, Guy calls me and he says, did you get the healing that I sent you at 1 o'clock in the morning yesterday? I says, oh my God. Yes, I did. I says, was that you? I says, you changed my whole demeanor. So what do you have to say about that, kid?
I'm glad it worked.
Oh, so am I. He is amazing.
It was about 1:20 in the morning before I went to sleep.
Oh, it what, folks, when I tell you, I didn't even know what was going on. All I knew is that I felt clear. I felt better. I felt more understanding about my circumstances, and I felt like a new person. And come to find out, it was Guy sending me all this love and all this healing. It was amazing, just amazing. And Guy, I know that you'll do this for other people.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I do.
Right. No, and I know. And I want you to give everybody your telephone number so that they can get in touch with you.
Well, I could heal your mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely.
Okay, as well as being a life coach, I guess you would say. And I could be reached at 646-302-1813. And I could either heal you in person or do it remotely, you know.
Oh, it works.
Normally that's done late at night before I go to sleep because it kind of takes a lot of energy out of me.
Let me tell you something, folks. I didn't even know where this was coming from because nobody told me. So that was like the purest healing that I have ever received. And boy, did it work. It was just incredible. And the funny thing was, when I was told the next day, I was able to equate the moment he began till the moment I felt perfect. And it was so refreshing and so wonderful. And he's helped me so many times in the past. And he's going to help me in the future, too. You know? So we have a lot of topics today to speak about, too. But before we go into our topics, folks, I'd like to give you some telephone numbers if you'd like to join us and join in on our topics, because we'd love to hear what you have to say. Or if you would like a mini reading with myself, or if you just like to speak with Guy, he would be very happy to, you know, explain to you what he feels and how the healing affects him, affects you, and the whole atmosphere around him. Because I'm sure, you know, there's a lot to talk about that. Well, the number to call for the studio is 1-800-930-2819. And like I said, you can call us and join in our conversation about these two topics today. Or you can call for a mini reading. Now, even though Artie's not here, we miss him. And I know he's doing great where he's at. But I want to give you his number because he's an amazing psychic and medium. And it would be just amazing for you to have a reading with him. And his number is 877-ANGEL-02. Now, if you'd like to get a great reading with myself, privately or remotely or in person, any way you want it, for any way that's most efficient for you guys, my number is 908-500-1474. Okay, so now that that's out of the way.
I tell you, these topics, we could dive pretty deeply here.
Yes, yes. Well, our first topic today, guys, for the first half of our show is going to be the importance of understanding and compromising in a relationship. Now, those words are pretty strong. I mean, it's easy to say them, but it's pretty hard to put them into fruition. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
What is your take on that?
I tell you, there is a lot to do with that. With that one topic, I mean, you could talk about this probably for days.
Absolutely.
That's why I say you could dive very deeply in it. You know, depending on your circumstances, a lot of people, I mean, there's so many things involved. There could be selfishness, there could be ego, there could be fear. I mean, there could be a thousand different things going on.
That's right.
Which causes your relationship not to go very well, not to last.
Right.
Or there's things that make your relationship flourish.
Exactly.
You know, it could go so many ways.
Don't you feel that there needs to be a modicum of unselfishness within a person in order to give that compromising to a relationship? I mean, you can't always have things your way.
No, absolutely not. And I believe selfishness is very strongly tied to ego.
Absolutely.
And when you have ego, you know, that's not living. Really, that's not what God wants for us. God wants us to live from love,
yes,
you know, not from ego.
And ego is very fear-based, very fear-based.
Yes.
And fear, of course, is the work of the negativity side of life.
Absolutely. There's two ways to live, really. You either live in love, through love, mm-hmm, or through fear.
Exactly.
And you could tie millions of things through love, mm-hmm, and millions of things through fear. So it's not just two words.
Exactly.
You know, these two little words
are very strong little words.
They go a long way with a lot of different subjects.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But like I said, in order for you to have a good relationship, it's always give and take. Always give and take. Now, let's say you're in a relationship and you're always giving and you're always giving and you're always giving. And you feel as though your partner is now taking you for granted because there is no more compromise on their side. There's only the acceptance of what you're giving. How do you change that?
Well, when you're constantly giving and you're never receiving, you know, it's not like you need to keep score. Excuse me. Because someone does 100 things for you doesn't mean you have to do 100 things back.
Right.
But it does mean you have to do something. Because it disrupts the balance of things, you know. There has to be balance.
I'm glad you said that.
There must be balance in things.
Exactly.
And if you're constantly the giver, you know, that scale gets very heavy.
Yes.
And it needs to be balanced.
And how do you balance that?
You have to learn. You have to call me.
You know, I'm thinking a good way to balance that, excuse me, is to take into consideration and actually listen to your partner. Sit down, have conversations, open up. A lot of relationships don't last because people say things to each other that they really don't mean. Like you could have a conversation and your partner could be so full of ego that instead of saying to you, I love you, what they're actually saying is, well, I am not going to tell him I love him or her I love her, because then she's going to feel like she has the upper hand on me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a terrible thing to do because you're misrepresenting your inner feelings and you're not 100% honest to who you are.
Right. Well, you know, I have to say the words I love you are very, very nice to hear. You know, I mean, everyone wants to hear I love you.
Of course.
But to feel love is so much better and stronger.
Yes.
Like I said, it's nice to hear the words, but it's so much better to feel loved and for someone to show love than just saying that they love you.
So in other words, what you're saying is actions speak way louder than words.
Absolutely.
And I believe that's very true. Very true.
You know, it's unhealthy to never say I love you.
Right.
But if, you know, people say it a million times to you and never show you, it's useless. The words are useless.
That's so true. Yes, absolutely. Mm. I think the words I love you are too freely used. They're just too freely used. Like, I'm guilty of it myself. And I don't know if I use it too freely or not. I really feel it. When I have a good dear friend, I always end the conversation or I always leave them with, I love you. But before we go on, I have to take a break before Brian kills me. Okay, folks, so listen, we will be right back after this commercial message.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Thank you.
awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return. We'll return.
Thank you so much, Brian. That was a great, great song. I forgot the name of the artist. It's
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I knew it. I just didn't want to say it in chance that I was wrong, but I kind of knew it. We have a couple of people waiting, and I really appreciate their patience. Jean from Connecticut. How are you, dear? Are you there? Jean?
Hello?
Brian, do we still have Jean?
Yes, we do. Are you there, Jean?
I'm here.
Here you go.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
I know. I'm having a bit of trouble hearing you, too. Brian, can you do anything about that?
It's almost like the volume is too low.
Yes. Are you on a cell?
No, I'm on a landline.
Really? All right. Now I'm hearing you a little better. How about you?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was just commenting, I haven't heard that song, Cherokee Nation, in 25 years.
Right? I love that song. It's very near and dear to my heart. I love it. And I don't think it's played often enough either. So, you know, we try and play some offbeat songs that you haven't heard in a long time, but, you know, you grew up with and you love.
Yeah, that's great.
So, for the sake of time, are you having problems with love, life, and job?
actually, I have a different problem. So I kind of have a problem that would go to both of you. I have a piece of land that has an environmental issue.
Oh,
that has caused me an enormous amount of stress. And so I now am stressed out. I believe it's coming to an end, but I don't know how I'm going to recover from the damage it's done from stressing me out and the lack of sleep.
Well, I think that this question is really best answered by Guy.
Okay.
But I do notice that you're also having problems. Things are not 100% steady for you in your private life. You have some issues going on with either kids or health.
No issues with children, but I did break up with someone in December that I'm considering getting back together with.
You're getting back together?
We're talking about it.
You better really think about that 100 times before you make a commitment, okay?
Okay.
Think about that very closely, and don't be so quickly to jump into a relationship that already has a little bit of a slice in it. You know what I mean? And I feel that there's a child around you. And that's why...
I don't have any children.
Okay, but I feel that there is a child around you. And that child... do you have, like, nieces or nephews?
They're all grown, you know, 21 plus.
Okay. Well, I feel as though there's a baby coming in your family, a child coming in your family. And I feel as though that there's going to be an issue with a pregnancy. So just hold that in the back of your mind, because that will be coming for you. It won't probably make sense to you now, but trust me, it will. And I want you to also check your blood pressure, because I'm concerned about your blood pressure, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, Guy... she's got those problems that she really needs some healing with.
Well, without getting too into your issues, the environmental problem, was it something that couldn't be helped?
No, it was an environmental problem on some land I owned, so I had to fix it. So it cost me a lot of money financially and just the stress of fixing it.
Right. Well, the thing with events that happen like that, you could let them get to you. I mean, Sky and I were just having a conversation about this earlier before the show. When you constantly think about something, I mean, things happen, it's very, very unfortunate, and we get upset and, you know, pissed off and all that stuff. But the thing is, you have to let it go and just move on and try and just... you know, if you keep thinking about it, this happened and it upsets me and this and that, you're not really living for today. It's basically, you know, like I said, it sounds like something to me that was out of your control and it just happened. And I'm not a psychic, by the way, I'm just intuitive.
He's very intuitive.
But the thing is, just move on and try not to think about it. It'll be taken care of. And you just have to leave everything to God. I mean, if you're a very spiritual person, everything will be fine. Everything will work out. So there's no need for it to keep you up at night. Just let it be. And like you said, it's all taken care of right now.
Okay. So how do I get back the 20 years I feel like I've lost from my life?
You can't dwell on the past. You can't get those years back. Those years... learn something from the only thing that we have comfort in is by losing time from the past, is by one, not making those mistakes again, being smarter this time for the next 20 years, and not to dwell on what's happened, to move forward. But there's always a lesson in everything, and try to find the lesson in that, because that's the only modicum of peace you're going to get, is by knowing that this didn't happen for no reason. This absolutely happens for a reason. And we have to delve into it and find out what that reason was. And then we have to go forward by learning the lesson for that. Do you understand? You can't take back time. You can't get back time. But you could waste more time on dwelling on it. So if you don't dwell on it, you won't waste more of your energy and more of your life. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Forget about it. You can't change the past. Those 20 years are gone, but learn the lesson from what happened. Study what happened. Go through what happened. Feel as though you come out with a lesson. If you come out smarter than what you went into it with, then it wasn't for naught. What do you think?
Yeah, Jean, we've all had very, very tough times. And a long time ago, I stopped dwelling on things. And whether it's good or bad, I look at it as, what did I learn from it? You know, I wouldn't say that you wasted 20 years or lost 20 years. Take some time one day and just think about everything that happened. And instead of getting annoyed or happy, think about what that circumstance has taught you. Okay, because everything is a learning experience, whether it be good or bad or indifferent.
Correct. See, I feel the same exact way. And you shouldn't look at it as you lost, because that's a negative feeling, and that puts you in a negative spot. Think of it as something that you've learned from. Think of it as, I will never do that again. Think of it as, I've learned this, that, and the other thing for it. And who knows? It might have opened certain doors for you, and you might have met certain people in your life that you wouldn't necessarily have met, for the good or the bad, for a good lesson or a not so good lesson. You know what I mean, Jean?
Right.
But don't dwell on the loss of time. Dwell on the future. But we have to go to a break. It was great speaking with you, sweetheart, and I hope everything works out for you in the future. And we have to
go
to a commercial break right now. Thank you. And look for that baby. There's a baby coming for you, honey, somewhere along the line. And not necessarily you. It could be somebody else. But we have to go to a break right now, folks. We'll be right back.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Great song from Storm and Norman.
Storm and Norman. That's right,
Don't
my friend.
Greenbaum. I just said to Guy, when I die, I'm leaving you in charge. I said, when I die, this better be playing at my funeral or I'm coming back to annoy everybody. But, you know, we were just talking and we came to the decision that you never really lose time, right?
No.
You never really lose time because you've lived, you've met people, you've had circumstances, whether they've been good or bad, you still have those circumstances. You've definitely learned whether it was a negative situation not to do it again, and you've definitely learned a positive situation. If it was positive, you learned that this is what I like and this is what I wouldn't want to do again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, as Jean mentioned earlier, the caller, something about wasting or losing 20 years of her life. You don't really lose years of your life. You learn. And like I told her before, just treat life as a lesson. Because when it comes down to it, that's all it is. If something happened to you yesterday, there is no way in the world you could change what happened yesterday because it already happened.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And you know something, like we were saying before, like to get back to the topic, communication is sometimes very different and very hard between a couple. If you have a couple who usually argues a lot, one of those persons in that relationship may be afraid to approach the other one with their true feelings. So what do? They say to the partner that gets nervous and upset all the time exactly what they want to hear. Instead of it coming from the heart, instead of it coming from your soul. Do you know what I mean, Guy?
Yeah, I mean, they might say, well, let me say what she or he wants to hear just to keep them quiet and
right.
get them off my back and
right.
you know, stuff like that.
That's true, because you don't want to incite that person. You don't want to have a confrontation. But you know what? I've learned through my life that honesty is always the best policy, no matter how much it hurts. And no matter how much disarray and problems it causes, honesty is always the best. You don't want to have to live with somebody that you have to wonder, is this person telling me the truth, or do I have to filter this out, subtract it by 10, then multiply it by 11, and then then cut it in half and dissect it in 4?
Yeah.
You know, how could you live like that? That's not a normal existence.
Well, yeah, they say, I'd rather be hurt by the truth than yeah. destroyed by a lie.
You know, that's so true. That's so true. Honesty is always the best policy in a relationship, whether it hurts or not, folks. So you know what? Sometimes, even though you'd love to be tactful and you would love to be, you know, always agreeable on the side of your partner to stop wars or fighting and everything, sometimes you just can't. You have to be who you are. And when you're true to yourself, you're true to everything. And then everything, then the universe takes over. Because let me tell you something. When you're not true to yourself and you know that you're in a bad relationship, when the universe takes over, it's ugly because you've been told. And I'm not saying verbally told, but you have been led to see different aspects of your life where you step back and say, wait a minute, this is not right. So the universe is telling you all along, this is not right. And if you're not listening to it, then the universe takes over and it gets ugly. It honestly gets ugly. So what do you think about that? Go ahead.
Well, yes, it does. And also as far as the other part of the topic, compromise. Compromising is something that, you know, two people often complete each other because one will possess the qualities that the other doesn't.
Yes.
And vice versa. And that's something that could be very, very special, you know, if there's that trust, you know, that bond, because you complete each other. They say, oh, you complete me. It's not just a line from a movie.
Right. Although, yes, I understand that. But, you know, there is... there's a negative side to that, too. That's if you're with somebody that knows and is comfortable with themselves. You have to know yourself in order to complete your partner. And you can't have your partner always expecting you to complete them. Because that partner has to complete you as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tend to bounce off each other. So, you know, the object is to learn from one another. You know, if you possess something I don't have, eventually, hopefully, yes. You know, you learn it from the other.
Yes. Yes. And you hope to God that that person that you're with is understanding enough to know the difference between corrective criticism and love, and the wanting for you to get a point across in a beautiful way for the help of that person and not for their demise.
Yeah, well, you don't want the other person to think that, you know, I'm coming down on them so hard.
Right.
And stuff like that. I totally get that.
Right. And the way you say things, too, is, you know, sometimes is, you know, you have to have a little tact, you know, unless you want to just start an outright war. And that doesn't always go for spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends. That goes for everybody in your life. But before we continue with this, we have to go to another break. I'm sorry to say, well, I should be happy to say, or I'm not happy to say. But anyway, we have to go to a break, folks. So just one more minute, and we will be right back after this message.
Close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memory.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
There are places I remember on
A beautiful song by the Beatles, guys. Oh my goodness. In fact, I was just telling Guy, there was a movie with Bette Midler and James Caan where they were performers and they followed the troops during World War II, and she sang this song to the troops in, I think it was Korea or Europe, and in the middle of a bombing, and everybody put their flashlights on, and it was all in the dark. And it was just so touching. And her voice is so beautiful. So thanks for playing that, Bri. We appreciate that. That was lovely. You know what? We're going to take another caller right now. And that caller is Corinne from California. Corinne, I'm sorry it took so long. Are you there, honey? Corinne? Calling all Corinnes. Calling all Corinnes.
Karina.
Oh, Karina. I'm sorry. Corina, are you there, Corina? Did she hang up, Roy?
All right, hang on. You keep talking, and I will take care of this immediately. Okay?
All right. Well, Corina will be on shortly if she didn't hang up, and I'm sorry if she did hang up because we did talk a little bit much. However, she can call back if she likes.
No, we got Corina back. Welcome, Corina. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm almost off, so it's a good time right now.
Good. What can we do for you today for the sake of time?
I wanted some healing in, I guess, it's more of like emotional healing. I kind of have a hard time.
You got the guy here. You got the guy for that. Go ahead.
Good.
He's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
You are going to go home today feeling like $1 million.
Well, Corinne, actually, do you have a pen and paper? Corina?
Say that again?
Do you have a pen and paper?
Do I have a pen and paper? Yes, I'll get one.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, now I do.
I need you to email me, because we do not want to reveal your last name on the radio. Email me your first and last name, maiden name preferably if you're not married, the name you came into this world with, and I will send you emotional healing energy tonight.
Okay, very well.
Okay. You could email
And your email me. Is it on the website?
No, it's not. You could email me at Reiki Energy Healer 1111, the numbers, 1111. So it's Reiki Energy Healer 1111 at gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay. Yeah, and that's funny because I had some Reiki done and it worked great.
Things like that at night, and I need your last name, and we can't really get into that right now. But it will be done. And preferably if you could send me a photo of yourself.
Uh-huh.
In the email.
Oh, with a photo.
Yes. And I will absolutely take care of that for you tonight.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Because I've had that before, and it worked well, and it just seems like, and I had it again recently, and it just seems like everything kind of came back. It was like a cleansing done, and then it just kind of is coming back, those feelings that I don't like.
Yeah. That's okay. You need a little tune-up.
I like that.
Absolutely.
We'll give you a little tune-up tonight, don't you worry.
He's so good. He's so good. Even if you didn't know it was coming and he gave it to you, you won't know where it was coming from. But I'll tell you what, you'll know a difference. You'd feel it immediately.
Wow, yeah. I know. Yeah, definitely will. Yeah, now, okay. Well, thank you so much. Say that again?
You're in California?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so email me that information, and I will absolutely take care of that tonight. Uh-huh. And you should be waking up feeling fine tomorrow.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call,
Appreciate
Karina.
That.
God bless you.
You know something,
thanks,
Karina?
God bless
I
you
know
too.
That you're having a difficult time now, but the angels are telling me right now that your situation will improve. Do not give up hope, okay?
Oh, thank you. That does mean a lot, because it's like a roller coaster.
It's
and I want to get off. But then I'm like, oh, should I give up? I don't know.
Nope. Oh, my God. Nope. They just told me no. N-O. Big bold.
Oh, my gosh.
Big bold. N-O. Don't you ever give up, because the situation will be improving shortly. All right?
Okay. Yes. You know what? It's so funny because we plan to go to a sound healing together. And
okay.
I don't know, next month. So I'm hoping that will improve something at Joshua Tree.
What?
Have you heard of Joshua Tree?
Uh-huh.
Yes. They,
well,
they
I'm going to tell you something. After tonight, when you wake up tomorrow, you may not have to go. Not even joking. That's
you're
how
gonna,
powerful
you're,
he is.
You're going to wake up feeling a little bit lighter in the morning?
You know...
Instead
yeah,
I will,
you know, can I send you a picture of my husband and his name as well?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, like we need emotional healing. We need to forgive each other. And
okay.
It's like any little thing, it's like a war. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's like it was so fine. And then now it's like
Karina,
a war.
What's happening is your husband and yourself, you're having a battle of the egos. It's, you know, who could win this? And I want it to be me, and he wants it to be him. You just need to let go.
Right.
Both of you just need to let go.
Yes.
Does there have to
I
be
agree.
A, does there have to
That's
be
That's exactly.
Now mm-hmm. ask yourself that question. Can we both be
mm-hmm.
winners, you know?
Do you want to say that I won, or do you want to say I'm so happy and relaxed with my husband?
I know, because if we give up, we're both going to lose.
Yes.
And that's just for sure. And
yes.
I mean, I know it's a battle. I mean, it really is. That's why, you know, 50% of marriages don't survive. Of course, it is a battle, and the odds are pretty much against us. And we just need to do everything we can. And yeah, it is a battle of the egos. And that's why I thought of calling in today, because your topic really resonated with me. And I was like, wow.
I'm so glad.
Oh, God,
you did.
Help me.
I'm so glad you did. But remember one thing. If there's one shred of love, work on it. Work on it.
Yeah, and there is, you know, but when that war is going on, it's clouded. So,
of course.
Definitely.
And that's very
yeah.
common, and it's very common in all relationships. But you have to know when to draw the line, and you have to keep a respect. Once you cross that line of respect into the bad side, boom, you're done. But I'm sorry to cut you short. We have to go for another commercial right now.
God bless you guys. Take care.
It was wonderful speaking to you, and God bless you. I know that guys' healing is going to really be amazing for you both. Okay, folks, we're going to be wrapping up the first hour right now, and we are going to a commercial break.
You've been listening to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.